going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One o'clock hour on a Friday. That means it's time for Fan Club Friday here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold, Cody Tab. We got James producing the show today. Everybody's eating pieces of cheese currently. That's because we're classing it up today, you know?
We have to explain to Heisler why we decided to do wine and cheese.
Yeah, so we do have some wine. We have
Here's
some
the classy guest.
I feel like I'm going to have to explain this.
Ben Heisler is hanging out with us. Real quick, though, Heisler, I have to ask Cody, what type of cheese did you bring us today?
Cheddar, mozzarella, Havarti. Cream cheese, Colby Jack, and I say Gruyere, blue, Swiss.
Which all of them? Which one do we have?
It's just cheddar.
Okay, just cheddar.
Just cheddar.
You just bring back a cheese pick a player. Was that what that was?
No, I don't.
It's become a drop on the show.
As many different cheeses as you can in 15 seconds or less.
We were talking. Cody, obviously, you know, likes to cook and bake and everything like this, and so somehow it came up about. He's like, yeah, I love all kinds of cheeses, and then like our old producer,
how many cheeses
can you name? And so that's what that was. From this is like 3 years old.
I actually had a pick a player conversation. I was at the gym this morning and we were talking about wrestling for some reason. I know nothing about wrestling. And he asked me like, how many wrestlers do you think you can name? And I just sort of had like the pick a player music in my head. And I was like,
on the clock.
Stone Cold, John Cena, Goldberg. I didn't want to mention like Hulk Hogan because of everything with Hulk Hogan. And I think I ended up with four or five wrestlers in 15 seconds.
Okay.
Goldberg, obviously, just because like that's the one that I connect to the most. But that was it. That's all I had. I feel like I could have done better.
I watched parts of WrestleMania. I don't know, whatever.
I don't know a ton about it. People love wrestling.
I can name more now than I could a year ago.
It's obviously insanely popular. WrestleMania looks like an unbelievable event and everything. It was in Vegas this past year. And maybe one day, if the Chiefs have a new stadium, it'll be in Kansas City.
Is it a bucket list for either of you,
no.
WrestleMania?
I'm just not a wrestling guy. When I was little, I would watch, like, what was it, SmackDown or whatever. That's about it, man. Like, I never got, I wouldn't know any of the storylines right now or anything with it.
Right. I remember going to, I've been to one like WWE event, and this is when I was still working here. I was at Sprint Center at the time. Yeah. And I remember having great seats, and I'm thinking to myself, like, it's never going to be any better than this. Like, I'm sitting like five rows away from like the actual wrestling. What is that arena? What the
ring?
The ring. Thank you. Yeah, wrestling ring.
No, I guess.
See, you can tell how much I watch this, and I was like, it's never going to be any better than this. So I felt like I ended on a high note.
Yeah. Now, what kind of wine do we have here, Cody?
Oh, this is Joel Gott, 2021 Cab Sauv from California. We just came back from California. Mm. And part of the joke was, so on Monday, we come back from California. We're back on vacation. We were both at Nick's wedding in California. So we were in the same place while we were out of town. When I came back, I had some like pre-purchased Costco cheese and cracker things. And I had left one in the fridge.
As one does.
And I had left one in the fridge. And so on Monday, I didn't bring a snack because I knew I had cheese and crackers in the fridge, only to see that it had already been taken. By the time I had gotten back, somebody had taken a prepackaged thing, and this is not the first time things have been stolen out of the fridge, so I probably should have known better.
I was going to say, like, it's a tradition unlike any other.
But yeah, it's like a common workplace problem.
He accused the person that stole it, someone you work very closely with.
God, Parkin's always stealing cheese. Can you believe that? What a jerk.
Came all the way into Kansas City just to swipe it.
Do you need some cheese? Need some crackers?
Yeah.
It's great.
But Cody, but yes, that's how we got here. And so this is the first time we've had wine during Fan Club Friday.
The first time ever?
During Fan Club Friday, yeah.
I think so. Wow. We've had a lot of different cocktails. We've moved the needle a lot, quite a bit on it, but not wine.
It's good. I saw you said it was a Joel Gott.
Yeah.
I saw the first five, six letters on the way, and I'm thinking to myself, Joel Goldberg has a wine now?
If he did, I would definitely get it right now. He's also looking svelte.
Yeah, he looks good.
You've been talking about that?
Shout out, Joel. Yeah.
He's lost some weight.
He looks good. We haven't had him on the show in a bit. We're going to have to get him back on. Maybe get him in for a Fan Club Friday. It's tough with baseball. Scheduling, obviously, Friday.
I don't know if he's supposed to be drinking at 1 o'clock before he goes out to the day.
Yeah, but if it's Joel Goldberg wine,
Then it's different. We'll just mark it out.
Hey, he's
I'll
got
get the same one, and I'll
he's
just
got a new book.
In.
I mean, what? Just have him bring in the book and the
that's
wine.
That's what it is. Yeah. You
know? Like a book club. Like a Fan Club book club. Is what we're doing?
Cheese, books, and wine.
You have to read part of the book then. I need you to at least read 50 pages. It's like a book review, at least.
We'll bring in someone that has a real deep, like, soothing voice. And maybe Joel can just read it, actually.
I was going to say, it's certainly not going to be me.
No.
We're not totally sure. Alex tried to remember one time on the air the last book he read.
It's been a bit ice. I'm not a big, I don't go and read, you know, book clubs, and I can't imagine myself, because I know I can't imagine, because I don't do it, sitting on the couch on a Saturday afternoon just reading a book. That's just not me.
I'll sit on the couch. I know people love, I'm trying to get through
great.
One, though.
I wish that was me. I just, on a Sunday night before bed, I'm not going to sit there and read three chapters of a book. That's just not who I am.
Well, you can do. I was very much in this camp for a long time, too. I'm very much an audiobook guy now.
Okay.
Yeah, you could be a car ride audiobook guy.
Yeah, car ride. Sometimes, like, as I'm winding down to just kind of get ready for bed instead of, like, watching a bunch of TV, that will help.
Yeah.
That's helped my sleep.
What do you do with,
bit.
Like... You just sit there and listen to it? I need to do something.
Like I'm in bed and I'm like listening to something.
Oh, okay.
And you can still be like on your phone perusing, going on social and checking out highlights and stuff like that. But you can, it's you have the audio freedom. You're not tied in with your eyes to the book. I like it.
Okay. I don't do a ton of audiobooks. I'm not anti them. I just, I tend to stick to
it's a game changer for me because I'm very much the same way as Alex. Yeah. It's like, I just... holding the book itself, like after a certain point, it's like I need to do something else.
The one thing I couldn't transition to is I couldn't ever do the Kindle. I've tried. I want physical book. I like a physical book.
Hmm. The idea of flipping pages.
I don't know, man.
Are you that way with the newspaper? Like, do you like holding the newspaper still?
Do they even sell a newspaper anymore? Yeah.
Yes, they
do. Is it still on the giant sticks at the library? Can we
But what you just said about wanting to feel the paper of a paperback book or whatever, I made me think,
I think it just comes to, like, when it comes to long form reading.
Yeah.
I like the, I don't know. I just, like, my wife does both, right? She'll either read a book or read her Kindle. She doesn't, like, it doesn't seem to matter the medium. Or what, you know, like what it's made of.
I don't think I could do the book thing in the car. Like, driving in, all of some, on the drive in, I'll check in on Fesco and Dusty sometimes, or I'll just listen to music on the drive in from one of our stations, honestly.
Somebody said we should not be suggesting audiobooks for car rides as a radio station.
Yeah.
We're driving
does. I said late at night, or not even early in the morning. Yeah.
Is it acceptable?
I want to come back.
And then we can talk some sports, I guess.
I guess.
Is it acceptable? So, like, later today, this weekend, I got to do a bunch of yard work, right? Got a bunch of stuff to, like, trim up or whatever. A lot of times, if it's just me and the mower with this stuff, I'll just put, like, headphones on. What I want to do is just play, like, a speaker. So I don't have to have the headphones on.
No good? No. While you're
mowing. So if I'm just, like, pruning some bushes in the front yard, trimming some stuff, can I just, like, play a speaker out loud with music? What's the difference between that and, like, listening to in the backyard?
Yeah, it can't be that loud. It just
loud enough you'd probably hear it, but not loud enough that it'd be disruptive to your life.
I mean, there's
got to be loud enough that I can enjoy it while still doing the yard.
Yeah, there's folks in my neighborhood all the time that will have some sort of music playing. Maybe music is different than, like, listening to, you know, like, a radio show or a podcast.
I'm not
going to
listen to War and Peace outside.
That's a little bit different.
I don't know, though, if as long as
music is different.
If your neighbor can sit on their back door patio and hear your music, I think it's a problem.
I don't know, man. I already feel like I run into that with the back deck. Our decks aren't that far away that if I'm listening to something with a a little volume.
Like if you're what do you think, James?
I think just as long as like, but I think if you're in your house and you can hear it, it's a problem. If we're both outside and can hear the music, that's a non-issue.
I think I lean towards Cody here. Like, okay. As long as it's not blatant over the top. If it's a normal level for, say, you're having people over at your house or you're just like out in your backyard and you're playing some music, if it's not egregious, I think you're in the clear.
Somebody says it depends on the type of music being played. A lot of times in a yard with like 90s rap. Is that no good? Do I need to like...
That's exactly what I was going to say. Is does the type of music matter?
I think it does.
Yeah.
Okay. So not...
Cody's got the lawnmower rolling down.
Yeah, that tends to be... That is like typically like... Yeah, that's like what I listen to when I do like yard work.
I do remember...
Is that not good?
No good probably for about a decade ago, we did karaoke when I was working here, and Cody busted out, forgot about Dre... Every single word to a T. Like, I don't think you needed the monitor.
No, you missed his latest karaoke performance.
No, I was too drunk for that one. I can still do
1:50 in the morning in Springfield karaoke.
Nowadays, everybody got to say, like, they got something to say. Nothing comes out when they move the lips.
Video's on Twitter, Heish, if you
wish. I can still do that part.
It's on Twitter, you know.
If you really have you said, are you putting together an album yet with all the different songs? And
I was hoping for the Cody and Gold garage sale that I could press one single album, one LP, like an actual record. But there's only one available. It's the single album available for everyone. I've looked into it. It's not as complicated as I would have thought.
Somebody found a CD that I sold from my freshman year of high school of the band that I was in.
Oh, wow.
Like a freshman year rock band. I don't know. They must have had it. And then they sent me like a message on social, like on Instagram saying like, look what I found cleaning up my old childhood room. And I wrote back, burn it. Burn it. Make sure nobody knows about it. Make sure that never sees the light of day ever again, because you know I don't want any association.
Yeah,
man,
you have something to be proud of though.
Yeah, I guess so.
There was some hesitation there. What are you talking about?
People are wondering why we invited you in today.
Yeah, because, I don't blame them.
Well, not because
we like, having guests.
Not because people are wondering why we invited you in, because they said you were actually on a different radio station in this building next to us for the last 2 hours. You've been working today. You were on the radio for 2 hours earlier today already over on KBZ.
I was. Yeah.
Working hard.
Yeah. I figured if you're going to double dip, this is the opportunity to go ahead and do so. But you know, it was cool because everybody that was listening, you know, their one car was on 98.1, the other one was on here. So I feel like I was bringing more
perfect,
you know, of my listeners to everybody.
Can I ask a question? Since I know for a fact you and Alex have been working on a committee together. Is he terrible to work with on a committee? Huge pain in the ass, a lot of questions.
No.
How's he into, like? I guess for those who, like, obviously I'm just saying, what committee are you guys on together?
Yeah. No, let me take the first part of that question first. No, contrary to whatever popular belief there is, Alex is a delight to have on the Father's Day run committee for Village Shalom. Yes. No, he's great. Because you want to know why Alex is a great person to work with? Because if you ask Alex to do something, he will do it. He'll follow up.
Okay.
He's a good teammate. We have, about 4, 5, 6 people on our associate board. Everybody gets along really well. He's a good glue guy to have
glue
on
guy.
The team. Yeah.
Six man.
Absolutely. No. He's a starter. He's very much a starter. But yeah, I've really enjoyed having him on.
Okay.
Heiss is chairing the board. He's in
You're
charge.
The chair?
I'm the chair of the associate board.
He's running
is
the
that
show.
Just for this event or just like
no.
associate board?
No, I mean Alex. He's a little bit more of the history behind Village Shalom. I didn't know much about Village Shalom, and the point that I know that people are like, what are we talking about this? we have a Father's Day race that's a fundraiser for Village Shalom, which is a senior living facility. It's a non-for-profit in Overland Park, and we have a Father's Day race coming up naturally on Father's Day.
Is Alex allowed to participate as a non-father?
I'm not running. I'm not running.
There's fathers racing. There's mothers racing. There's a kids race. Yes, you can participate. It just happens to be on Father's Day. Okay. You can go to Father's Day Run if you want to find out a little bit more information or volunteer or sponsor, whatever the case might be. But no, it's been great. And you had a connection there because your grandparents.
My grandparents lived there many years ago at this point in time. So
you go visit them there?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. So Heis and I, honestly, Heis asked me to be on this board, and I appreciate they did that. We've had a ton of fun organizing this, and there's other events that we're doing. So yeah, it's been great, man. So Father's Day.
Someone called you a stat sheet filler over on Twitch.
not the stat sheet filler. I will say this though, just while we're on the subject of it, the one thing that I've learned about this place that I feel like very much attached to, because of this type of event, where it's raising money for their memory care unit and for their financial assistance program. The fact that it's a non-for-profit makes it really interesting because nobody is ever asked to leave for any financial reason. So if you've been living there for a while, you come into some hard times, there is a way to make sure that you get the care and treatment that you deserve.
That's cool.
And even, you know, being in my mid-30s and no direct connection to there, it's a part of the community that I now call home. Like, I've talked about this with you guys. Like, I'm not from Kansas City. I moved here 11 and a half years ago, and the sort of natural feeling that I thought was, maybe I'll be here for a little bit, and then I got to know the city. I got to love the city, and now this is home, and this is where I live, and my kids are growing up, and I don't want to leave. So to feel like I'm now part of something involved with the Kansas City community, there's an actual meaningful and tangible impact. Like, I feel like that's kind of how you know that you're home.
And Heis, you know Cody is winless in hot dog derby races. I'm thinking this is a great opportunity for him to start training.
You could do the
Father's Day wall and get ready for the future hot dog derby.
That's good thinking.
Yeah. I mean, you probably can't borrow the actual hot dog costume.
I can get you, we'll find you
a hot dog
costume.
Do
the 5K in the hot dog costume.
Start, this is like a warm up.
Yeah, get comfortable.
Open to it. Are there any dress code? They're gonna wear a bib. Are there race bibs?
Yes.
If somebody listening wants to do the race in a hot dog costume, I'll cover your entry. Yeah,
find me on
X at Benny Heis. If you register and you say that you're going to show up in a hot dog costume, I will cover your entry. 100%.
There you go.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Your kids, they grew up in Kansas City or are growing up in Kansas City actively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remind me, are they Bears fans or Chiefs fans?
No, they're not Bears fans.
Because I was going to ask them about Caleb Williams and how they're taking it. All of the Seth Wickersham.
That was fascinating,
story
wasn't it?
Yesterday. Well, you're a Chicago guy, I got to think it's interesting.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's weird because I feel like his dad should have just stopped talking so long ago. But now the whole city's going to be waiting to turn on him if he's no good. And yet I feel bad for Caleb Williams because They put him in a miserable spot. They did all the things that his dad was accusing him of becoming a Bear.
And that's the point. I think without having it hit complete rock bottom the way that it did last year, they're not in a position that they're in where they have Ben Johnson, where accountability was needed. I don't know if I necessarily liken it to when Clark Hunt went out and basically told Andy Reid, like, you're not leaving until we sign you. Mm-hmm. But there was a noticeable and tangible shift that happened as a result of that move. You got somebody who has the actual capabilities to know what they're doing and to build like an actual offensive foundation in an offensive era.
Tell them
what
to watch for tape.
Like the idea, and it's almost pretty amazing that the Bears GM, Ryan Poles, was able to sell Caleb Williams on, hey, you know what you're going to do? We're going to take you number one, and you're going to play for Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
And still somehow he got Caleb on board. And I think he also didn't want to nuke the city, but I don't think Bears fans will turn on Caleb for that reason. Because I think honestly,
they're going to turn on him if he just sucks.
Ryan Poles and Eberflus and the organization.
Because there's just so much bad will. Yeah, there's so much bad will and lack of trust from an ownership level down that right now it's a matter of thinking he just got Bears. You know, this isn't a Caleb issue. This is a Bears issue. We broke him. The Bears broke him. That's what I think if it doesn't pan out, that's what's your overwhelming sentiment would be.
Obviously, you're pessimistic. You're a Bears fan and the nature of the quarterbacks.
Our third year offseason champions, by the way.
Right. But
congrats.
Honestly, like how confident, I mean, we were saying this earlier. He's got as much pressure as any quarterback this year because he's got an offensive-minded head coach that everybody thinks is the real deal.
Yeah.
He's got the wide receiver room that has Adunze and Moore and Burden. He's got a nice backfield. The O-line's revamped. Like, all these things.
Yeah.
I don't know how the defense is going to be. You know more than I do on that. And I don't know if Ben Johnson's going to end up being a great head coach. But from an offensive perspective, there's no excuse anymore for Caleb Williams. You agree or no?
Yes, but I think it sort of depends on what you view that level to be. Like
he doesn't have to be Jaden Daniels last year. No.
Because that's historic levels for a rookie. You want to see like progression over the year. Like you don't want him continuing to hang on to the ball for as long as he did. And you know, there were reports from that Seth Wickersham story that he was watching film alone.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody guiding him in the process of being a rookie NFL quarterback and how to watch film. Like he was completely left on an island. And credit to Ben Johnson, because there has been at least a level of competence and like an adult in the room. And that makes such a difference. Just remember where they were and where they are now. Like this was the most coveted head coach on the cycle this year. And everything that he has at least stood for and said publicly and has had backing within the organization has reflected they are actually making meaningful and serious change. So I think you just want to see Caleb keep taking steps forward, recognizing the talent and then also recognizing the offensive mind of their head coach to put it all together. Like, I don't think anyone's expecting him to be like a top five quarterback this year. You just want to see like, oh, this is the guy. And given the schedule and given like the development, you just want it to be not necessarily linear, but consistency and getting better over the year to the point where you're thinking, okay, you got your guy. Now go ahead and keep getting better.
I'm actually kind of impressed now in retrospect that he threw for 3,500 yards and 25 touchdowns, considering
everything.
Pitiful coaching.
Everything.
I think the nation recognized even more on that Thanksgiving Day with the time, the clock management disaster, right? That's obviously what ultimately led to the firing the next day. But that stuff was happening weeks and weeks before too. It's just, that was on Thanksgiving stage and it was like, oh my gosh, this is stuff you make a mistake in high school or not even high school.
But that's the level that it had to get to for the McCaskies to fire their coach in season for the first time ever. And the writing was on the wall. There were reports that Ryan Poles had mentioned that there were things out of training camp that he didn't see, that the players were begging to be coached harder. Like at some point you see the writing on the wall and you have to act. Them getting a real president too in Kevin Warren made a difference, because there's also reports that there was like a shadow president of the Bears that was basically an agent kind of hooking everybody up together for his clients. It was a mess and it's better now. And I'm optimistic which I actually feel like it's a real earned optimism this year.
We got Ben Heisler hanging out with us here. It's a Fan Club Friday. We got some cheese, some crackers, some wine. We're classing
talking
it up today.
Charity. We are. This is the classiest fan club.
It is.
That's right.
It really is. Do you get excited for the schedule stuff? Like I enjoyed Monday and Tuesday when stuff was leaking out and that was fun. Then when the schedule was actually out, I was like, oh, okay. It was more the build up to it and wanting to know the answers to a few things. People want to plan out their fall trips and maybe the road trip they go on to watch their team play. I don't know how you feel. Everybody nationally is talking about the Chiefs schedule, acting like it's the toughest schedule they've ever seen. It's very tough, but I actually don't think when the dust settles, it's much different than a year ago. There's marquee brand names, Heis. There's Dallas on the schedule, yeah. And obviously you've got Philly and you've got the Buffalo Bills and the Raven. These are big name brand organizations.
Right. And I'm trying to remember too, you'd probably have a better hone on this than I would. Weren't they favored in every game at the start of the
start of the season?
Start
yes.
of the season,
yes.
Like every single game on the schedule that came out for the Chiefs, despite all the primetime matchups and despite the tough schedule, they were still favorites, preseason favorites in every game, and they probably will be for the majority of this year as well.
I would think so. Some of the lines are already out for the opener. They're favorites against the Chargers. They're Chargers. They're favorites against the Eagles at home for the home opener. They're favorites on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. They're favorites on Christmas Day against Denver. The one that we were saying that to watch, and it depends on how everybody's playing, because Buffalo might be undefeated when the Chiefs play them.
Right.
The Chiefs will probably be dogs at Buffalo is our guess, but maybe it's only 1.5 or something like that in week 9.
Yeah. So maybe you jump on that early and try to figure out where you go. Let me ask you guys this, just because I think you're coming at it from a different perspective. I think it's less about like the schedule release and more about the fun that the teams had. And I thought the Chiefs actually and Jeff Birnbaum did a great job with their schedule release. I love the cash cab aspect and some of the folks that were involved. It was really funny. It was really well done. It was creative. That's my favorite part about it, as opposed to like knowing when they're going to play the Raiders for like planning purposes or not. It just feels like I think the conversation is on them because now it's an NFL record for most primetime games this year. And already there is some national fatigue about the Chiefs. That's where I think a lot of the conversation is really stemming from. It's just
eight standalone
games. We're really going to have to go through this again. And the answer is they're still one of the most interesting teams in football. And there's going to be a reason to put them on constantly and compelling each year.
Mike North, who's like the head of broadcasting or whatever. Yeah, he was on Kay Adams and a bunch of other platforms. He was saying, because everybody looked at the Thanksgiving Cowboys game, was like, wait, you could have that game any other week and it's going to be a huge draw. Why waste Thanksgiving? Because everybody's watching on Thanksgiving anyway.
Right.
His thought is they're going for the record for the most watched regular season NFL game in history. That's what they're going for that game. I think they're going to get it, by the way. Assuming the Chiefs don't fall off a cliff or the Cowboys be remotely
around. Just Dak Prescott healthy.
Yeah. If Dak is healthy and the Chiefs are what we think they are, that'll be the most watched regular season game in NFL history. They're even floating out the idea. Mike North said this out loud. He's like, we might try to get Taylor Swift to do the anthem. I mean, that was they're trying to make this this is going to be like an AFC
totally
title
speaking
game.
Speaking it into existence.
Yeah.
He just like that's his way of publicly asking. That's the same as
Alex. The
NFL's
tried that before with Taylor, haven't they?
I'm just trying to see if Sydney Sweeney wants to go on a date. That'd be Alex saying that on this show and hoping it
pans out. And by the way, the early game for that is going to be Packers Lions, and
it's a great slate.
That's going to be great as well.
Rams Bucks, isn't it? Night game or Rams?
When the Lions are actually good, the Thanksgiving slate gets way better.
Yeah.
Because they almost always put like a semi-decent game in the evening slate or at least one decent team.
Correct.
The Lions they were the dead weight of that thing for a while. Because the Cowboys were always competitive, even if they weren't.
Actually, they were competitive, but because they were always a good team to bet against. Thanksgiving, like they would make it competitive, but because it was Cowboys and home and everybody would bet them, they were one of the favorite teams to fade each year on Thanksgiving, if I recall correctly. I don't know if that's still the case.
Yeah, we'll continue talking about the NFL a little bit, including what could happen in 2028 with NFL players in the Olympics. We'll talk some baseball. People are asking for Benny Matthews to stop by. We'll see if we can make that happen as well right here on Cody and Gold. Back here on Cody and Gold, it is a Fan Club Friday. Our guest today, Ben Heisler, hanging out with us. We'll talk some Royals baseball in just a little bit, but we got some cheese, some wine, some crackers.
People are
upset that they're watching the video stream. They said, Heis, do you not like the wine? You're not drinking enough. We're all about the same spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I told the two of you, I'm not getting wine shamed at 1:30 on a Friday.
Also, this is a classy fan club. Yeah. We're not hammering wine.
Yeah. That's right. Very classy.
We're drinking it with our cheese and our crackers.
Someone did say though, to compliment you, they said, Benny handling that cheese so delicately definitely knows his way around a good wine and cheese spread.
I had no idea. Like, I grabbed a handful of crackers and then I grabbed some of the cubes of cheese and I just put one on top of the, I didn't realize that that was a classy move, but
very classy.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You know? That's what happened. I turned like maybe 2 years ago, I would say. Everyone started, like, when they invite you over to their house, it turned into the charcuterie boards.
Just, oh, that's great.
We got to a certain age, and everyone's like, oh, bring your own. The one I did, we did, like, a party around Christmas for it, and my friend Nathan, who you met, the guy who works over at Gann, we went to his house, and it's like, hey, bring any kind. And mine was, I did breakfast. Bacon, tiny little silver dollar pancakes.
Wow.
Oh, dude, okay. it was a very popular one as a result of that.
I'm all about a little wine and cheese. I'm good with that, man.
Yeah,
we had that out in Cali last week.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. And I love the fact that you were with friends that said, hey, like, bring your own. And I'm a big fan of anytime you get like families or like groups of friends together and everybody kind of brings a little something.
Yeah, we're a potluck family. I think it's because there's so many of us. We don't want to put it on one person.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Seven kids.
Everyone contributes a little bit, and then you got a really solid spread, and everyone's happy.
Yeah, someone does a main dish, and then everybody else brings everything else we need.
Right.
Bread, cheese, wine, whatever.
Before we get into what could happen next week in the NFL around the Olympics and approving whether or not players can actually represent their country in 2028, you're actually a good person to ask the random question again to. Cody had a random question today.
Okay.
About birthday parties for kids.
So what was your favorite one as a kid? Because, you know, you're trying to, like, in a budget, in a reasonable budget, trying to have a nice birthday party.
Yeah, his daughter's got a birthday coming up. And I said, oh, like, laser tag was one of the things I enjoyed doing. You do a place like that. You've got kids, Heist, so what would you suggest?
Are you asking me from the perspective of a parent or like the best birthday party that we've planned for my kid when I was a kid?
Both.
Okay. These are two very different questions. So... This just makes a lot of sense. When I was nine
in Chicago,
that's what my daughter will be.
When I was nine, my parents asked me if I wanted like your traditional, like bring everybody in your class type of birthday party. And I said, not really. I'm kind of sick of that. And then I really liked root beer at the time. And so my mom found a brewery in Chicago. And we got to brew our own root beer.
Wow,
that is cool. To this day,
you'll remember that forever.
I had a blast.
So your
and
birthday,
I got to bottle my own root beer. Like we got to make like a label for it.
Is it the my label that you use in every Heisler beer now for every TV show?
No, not the Heisler beer.
Is that where
beer.
It started?
Not the Heisler beer.
That sounds awesome. So basically, imagine the invitation for these parents. 9-year-old birthday party at a brewery.
That's right. Yeah. No, okay. there was probably some follow-up questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like most kids now kind of just... They do a lot of the same thing. Like, there's a lot of gymnastics parties, which is good because they run around and they exercise. We did a mad scientist one year.
They did, like, science experiments the entire time. People seem to, like, make their own slime and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I'd love at one point just to, like, rent a huge projector because my son's birthday is coming up in a week.
Oh,
maybe
nice.
He just wants, like, on a really nice day, like, we just get the projector out. We just do, like, a home movie one day and just do some snacks and just keep it, like, very chill. Probably not going to be the case for a little bit. I don't know. Like the other thing is that you try to balance it out because you're still, most of these kids are inviting like everybody in their class.
No, I'm trying to shrink it. I'm officially in the like, let's do something, something that's an experience with less kids.
What about the movie?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Theater riddle.
I'd almost
thing.
Rather spend more money.
The movie theater riddle?
Rental.
Sorry. Yeah, rental. Rental. Rent a theater for like $200.
Oh, if it's for $200, that's a steal. Are you kidding?
I think I can get that kind of price.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you can rent them for, yeah, they're $200 to $300 usually for a theater.
Yeah, that's a win. Because that's how much like an average kid's birthday party is. And that's often like before you get
that's
the cake.
That's on the low end, I think.
Yeah. It's a wild world out there.
That Great Wolf Lodge idea, as cool as it sounds, and Great Wolf Lodge is great, but $1,000 is going to be... It's $300 or $400 a night, Cody.
Like, I'm just saying, like, bare minimum sometimes seems like it's like $400 to do a kid's birthday. We've done house parties to this point. Every single kid's birthday party has been, you can invite as many people over and I'll supply food and drinks and all this stuff for kids and adults alike at our house. They have never had an outside the house party.
Interesting.
But my 9-year-old is pretty determined to not do a... at the house party. So we're doing something not at the house.
And is the ideas that she has within like her realm of like, these are the things that I really like to do. Like she does. Okay.
So I'd say her problem is that she, as a result of just who she is as a person, her plan for what she would like it to be changes by the second, by the minute, by the moment.
Okay. That's fair.
So like in the end, we are going to have to like, be like, this is the thing.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Or it might change tomorrow. Yeah, we're at some point it's going to come down to like that more than it's going to come down to anything else. Like she has mentioned that there's like a, you know, like she wants to see the new Lilo and Stitch movie. We could just rent a theater.
Yeah.
That seems a lot easier than anything.
It does seem
just
a lot
do the
easier.
Theater and be done with it.
The one that I've seen like a handful of places that have like sort of like the like a little chef's type of thing where like the kids get to like make their own pizza or like their own macaroni and cheese or and like you get kind of like that cooking experience. My youngest son, believe it or not, he's almost 4 and a half. He loves watching MasterChef Junior.
Okay.
And like gets really like it's great because I got him off of Peppa Pig and that's a huge win. But now I think like he's interested in cooking a little bit more. And so like those are like actual meaningful skills where you're doing something, like you're involved, you're kind of working as a team. Those are also expensive.
That won't be for her. I've tried to get her. She'll cook with me in the kitchen sometimes. He will stick with me longer. So that's no good either. All right, we'll keep taking suggestions. I'm just curious.
Someone says hot dogs, Gatorade, wiffle ball. Nobody will be disappointed.
That's true.
Wiffle ball where? Just like any field?
Yeah, I'm assuming you can go to a park.
Well, the other nice thing about having like a home party or like if you go, just even go to a park and like rent like one of those like park areas where you get like the benches and you can bring whatever snacks you want. A lot of places will not let you bring snacks. Maybe you can negotiate a cake or like cupcakes or something like that. A lot of these places will say like, no, we have like a zero snacks policy.
Which yeah, like the trampoline place. I think you got to buy their cake.
Right. You want angry kids.
That's how they make their money.
Right. You want angry kids like starting to throw crap everywhere. Okay. Good luck with that. But yeah, I think you had an interesting decision. The fact that she's waited until she was 9, Cody, like that's a big win for you guys. And now like you don't have to get it to the point where you have to invite everybody. That's nice too. That's a win.
Yeah. I mean, again, just trying to, you know, someone like at the age now, you've got defined friend groups.
She likes, she does dance, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if like everybody learned like a choreographed dance and got to perform it?
That's so specific.
I'm just thinking
probably
about
like that. Yeah.
Cody's teaching the dance.
I'm
Cody's teaching the dance and choreography.
No. That's definitely not happening. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Kids, we're all going to learn the choreographed dance to Can You Take Creed Higher?
Now we'll have a dance to go along with Pasquantino. Mm-hmm. So if you guys, we've had the song all these years, now it'll be time to have the choreographed dance.
This is how you make bits live on.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we were talking earlier, though, Heist, because in 2028, the Olympics, of course, is coming to the U.S. and also flag football for the first time. And so the NFL next week has a meeting to vote on, basically, and decide what that looks like and if they will allow NFL players to participate. And it sounds like the resolution is they would allow each team to have up to one player participate. The issue here is that the overlap, Summer Olympics, you get into training camp and you got obviously the injury liability, and they got to sort all that stuff out. So we were discussing it, like, one, the intrigue in it, but also in 3 years, Patrick Mahomes will be 33.
Yeah.
And this is not saying at the NFL level, he still can't be one of the best or the best quarterback. But are we sure that from a flag football perspective, when he's 33, is he the best American flag football quarterback? See, and I don't think he will be.
Yeah, I think there's a couple different ways that you can approach it. One, I almost kind of like the route of saying, like, it's such an American sport to begin with. Go the miracle route. Go and take, like, your college kids who haven't made it, you know, at the NFL level yet, or sort of like those tweeners that would be playing in, like, the UFL or the XFL or whatever the other leagues are, and go with those guys that are, like, big names from the college world that maybe are having to, like, fight for scraps on an NFL roster. To me, that's much more compelling, and you still should have a sizable advantage against the rest of the world.
Yeah, most of these teams are not going to... I don't think, like, Team USA is going to have only NFL players. I think there will be a combination of NFL with...
They will if, like, the rest of the world catches up and, like, the U.S. doesn't want to not win a gold medal in American football.
I think there will be NFL players, obviously, on the team, but I think you'll have some... Like, whoever is considered the best flag football player in the United States, because there is somebody that is somebody, that player will be on the team. But I don't know if you are, like, I don't know who the biggest competition is for the U.S. in flag football. Is it Mexico? Is it Germany? I have no idea. Canada? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, look at the draft. Look at the draft where you have all the different locations of people announcing draft picks. Those are the countries you have to worry about.
I guess,
but that's still limited because it's still a uniquely American sport.
Right.
Like, they're trying to expand overseas, but it hasn't gotten there yet. So it's
watch out for the English team. I'm just a bunch of Jags fans, just like, all right, this is our year.
And Luis Riis-Zamet, you know? Yeah. My rule, I think that if you've played a game in a foreign country, you should be allowed to play for that country.
So Mahomes can play for Germany or Brazil.
He should be allowed to be Team Brazil's quarterback. The second he plays in Brazil, he is allowed to play for Team Brazil.
I'll add the caveat. If it was a home game for that team.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right, so
any Jaguar can play for London. Yeah.
That means Mahomes cannot play for Brazil yet, but he could play for Germany because they were the home team when they played the Dolphins. Okay, I got you.
Or if they go to Spain next year and it's a home game, he can play for Spain.
It was their home city. By the way, did you guys see all the people that were complaining about how the Chiefs have this massive advantage because they're one game against the Chargers on the road?
It's lazy. In Brazil. It's lazy narrative. It's incorrect, obviously, as you're about to explain, I'm sure. Like, it's tougher to play in Brazil than it is in SoFi Stadium with Chiefs fans.
Correct. But that's the issue. It's like you're always going to be fighting this uphill battle when it comes to sort of, like, defeating any of these ridiculous narratives. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's so annoying. It'll drive you crazy if you look. I mean, a lot of it, some of it is still just Patriot fans that are haters because they know the only threat at all towards anything they accomplish is what the Chiefs have been doing. So they're always going to knock on the Chiefs. And then there's also still the people that love to still somehow think that the NFL is conspiring to help the Chiefs win, even though they just lost in the Super Bowl. And I guess what's the explanation there?
I don't know. Patriots, by the way, preseason favorites in 11 of their 17 games this year.
I mean, Vrabel is the big reason for that. Drake May has a weapon or two.
Like, are we sure he's got enough weapons?
It felt like a lot, but their over-under on the season is set at 8.5. I mean,
Vrabel pulled some of those crappy Titans teams to 10-win seasons. Now they're in a better division. They got they got Buffalo to worry about in that division. But yeah, it's interesting. Like, we were actually going to talk about this. We didn't get to it earlier. Week one spreads are already out. Right now, if I had to force you, I don't know, you don't have it in front of you, so this is unfair to you, but
I can load it up.
We were saying, what's your favorite already? Like, week one bet, you're like, value-wise, I got to put it in right now for week one of the NFL season. You think the spread is going to change drastically? You think there's a good advantage? I know a lot of people have been looking at the Saints-Cardinals game, and we don't know who the quarterback is yet for the Saints, and right now the Cardinals are only... I think it's like 4.5-point favorites in that game. People are like, that might go up to 6 or 7 by the time we get to NFL Sunday. Yeah, 4.5 Arizona minus 4.5 is one people really like.
I'm seeing Arizona at 3.5, so okay. I might jump on that even.
FanDuel's got 4.5 right now, so you have a good number there. And then the one that I've kind of stood at and I really think is interesting.
I got one.
Is the Steelers Jets game?
That is it.
Really? Okay. All right.
That is it because I'm convinced Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Steeler. Yeah. And you can get it at Steelers -3 on the road.
Yeah, against Justin Fields.
No brainer. Yeah.
I mean, they might win that game even if Aaron, like, you don't even feel that bad about it, even if Aaron Rodgers doesn't become the Steelers quarterback. What does the history of those two franchises
Mason
tell
Rudolph,
you about
week one
who's
starter.
Winning? I don't know.
Mason Rudolph versus Justin Fields. Well, Will Howard later.
Oh, that's
Mason Rudolph, Justin Fields, week one in the Meadowlands. Oh, boy. Get ready.
49ers -1.5 against the Seahawks on the road.
Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy, new look Niners.
I don't mind that. Yeah, short favorite for the 49ers. New
team. I think the 49ers, I mean, they were the most injured team in the sport last year.
They
so
were
like, what's to
they
think
lost
that
Debo. McCaffrey, I think, is supposed to be good to
he
go.
He should be around by week one, right?
They still haven't paid Brock Purdy. That's a whole other
Chicago
thing.
Bears -1.5 Monday Night Football against the Vikings.
I'm down on the Vikings for sure. Man. I think they hate their quarterback, but also at the same time, it's like, I kind of want to see both those. That's one of those, like, I'd like to see both of you play some football before I make any determinations about who you are as football teams.
If without looking at the whole slate, if you were to pick a Survivor team week one, who would it be?
Oh, wow.
That's so
we're
early.
Getting into Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Survivor week one. Who would you take? Knowing that you want to save, obviously.
Broncos. I'll take the Broncos
at
home.
Wow, that was
so
early.
I'll take the Broncos at home, 7.5-point favorite against Tennessee. Rookie quarterbacks on the road in week one are atrocious. And you got to factor in playing on that defense in Denver on
Depends
the road.
How good do you think Denver is going to be, I guess, all year?
I think Denver's defense is very, very good.
Okay.
Offensively, they got some pieces.
For me, the question, if you're willing to really gamble, if you're willing to gamble, Raiders, Patriots, if you really have a strong feeling, you take one of those teams right out of the gate.
Because you're never going to use them again, you think?
If you're going to win your survivor pool, you got to take risk. And week one, do you take the Patriots or do you believe Pete Carroll gets Geno Smith up for one game at the start of the season? It's a dice roll, but also you feel like you're going to have to take a risk. Is that one you just do right out of the gate?
Yeah.
If I got multiple entries, not if I only have one entry.
I'd have to look at the Broncos schedule and see like what other cupcakes are on there, but rookie quarterback in week one, that's usually the time to fade him.
Honestly, that's about as
I
good
love that we're talking Survivor
I love
in May.
It.
Oh.
Hey, it'll be here before we know it. In August, it will Let's be at, hopefully at Circa or something for the Survivor contest.
Like,
we'll
I'm looking, and I don't know that I have a better one than that Broncos one. That feels like the choice, unless I'm just saying I'll take the Arizona Cardinals, even though they're on the road, because is it Tyler Shuck?
I like Arizona -3.5 or 4 and a half against the Saints for sure. All right, Ice Royals, big weekend, I-70 series celebration going on for 85 team, for the 2015 team, which is going to be awesome. Should be a great crowd all weekend long. What do you think Denny Matthews thinks about this series and taking on the Cardinals and obviously having the guys from 85 and 15 back?
Well, it's just going to be a very exciting time for Kansas City. I tend to wonder whether or not you might see some more fireworks to recognize the team rather than from the actual offense. It's been a bit slim pickings for Kansas City, other than that one game where they got a quarter of their home runs. But we'll have to see. Weather should be warm. Ball should be traveling a little bit. Maybe we'll see a couple dingers.
Always good to see Hosmer back too and everything.
That's right. It's good to have the K continuing to have some of the juice from last year as well. Like, it's been, I've gone to a couple games already this year. You kind of feel it already.
Oh, yeah.
And way because, buzzier. I went to some May, June games last year, even they were a good baseball team. And you're like,
Yeah. Well, I think there's just like the confidence rolling over from the pitching staff, I think, is much more tangible this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's and crazy like, that they're better as a pitching staff and they were amazing last year.
Right. I did not see that. I think we talked last time I was here. I was like, okay, like, are we really going to trust this pitching staff to put up these type of numbers? Although I also said, that there was going to be one player that was going to be sort of the difference maker on the offensive side. And was it Velasquez?
Oh, Nelson Nelly?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work out.
Well, he hadn't been called up yet.
He's still
kicking it in triple.
I don't know if he's ever made it.
Well, I mean, is that better or worse than saying, like, if you had said, like, Renfro was going to be the difference? I mean, I guess one guy's at the big league level, but at the same time, one guy's struggling and we're watching it. People forgive the other part. I'm like,
No, I'm sorry. Not Devilles. Is Melendez.
Oh, okay.
I said, if this is the year that Melendez, I'd say, if this is the year that MJ Melendez gets off to a hot start,
man,
then the Royals are going to
be
dangerous.
I hope so. And, I hope at some point he still figures it out, but that hasn't exactly worked out yet. Yeah. I'm still wondering whether or not the Royals are at least kicking. Like, I'm wondering based on the fact that JJ Piccolo, Mike Sweeney, reportedly maybe Ned Yost is going to drive down there, that this week, those are people who have watched Jack Caglione play. Is there even one person in a meeting about
that was a great
him.
Bit, by the way, that you guys did with Jack. That was fun.
Ripping the packs and stuff. That was great.
It was great.
Yeah. Is there one person in that meeting when they're sitting around talking about like, hey, what's the next step with our guy Jack? What do we think? Is there one guy in there be like, have we thought about just putting him in the bigs? Like, I'm not saying we have to do it, but is anyone else thinking what I'm thinking? And like,
right, no time like the present.
Maybe we could just
I think it's
just
less than
jump
a,
because like
less
that
than a 5%
never,
chance
yes,
that they
I think
skip
it's like 10%. The whole thing is like that was never their original plan. We know that's not their original plan. They have been very stern on that, but I've heard GMs and I've heard people tell me stern things they firmly thought to be the case, and then opinions change. They probably, when they told us that a month ago, didn't think Jack Caglione over his last 23 games was going to hit .398 with an 1100 OPS. Like, you know, like there is a level of good in which you may be kicking around.
By the way, remember that slow start for Bobby Wood Jr.? 2.7 F4 player this year.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I mean, he's ridiculous. I've always thought the timeline for Cags was Memorial Day. So to AAA, not to the big leagues, by the way, to AAA. So this coming Monday or next Monday, I think he gets called up to AAA. I still don't believe they're going to have him leapfrog AAA, given the gap that exists between AA and the big leagues.
Yeah, the Royals have their sixth best hitter according to Fangraphs has a zero WAR, and that's Dyron Blanco. Got to be better.
He's down in AA or AAA because he went on the list, and then Tolbert's been playing.
Tolbert got up, and then
it's Bobby Wood Jr. 2.7, and then halfway down is Mikel Garcia, and then you drop to 0.5 with Isbell.
Wow,
and that's really it. Everybody else is a negative WAR player right now
on offense. That's not surprising. Offense, honestly, it's a pitching stat, the fact that they are as good as they are.
Bubic leading the way, 1.6. Reagan's 1.5. His ERA is 4.2, but his expected fielder independent pitching is like nearly 2 runs less, 2.25. So that number is going to start to come down. Walk has been very solid, and then everybody else after that has been really good too.
I'm excited to head out there this weekend. Going to be there tomorrow. Obviously, a ton of stuff going on with the celebration stuff. I believe the Royals put out on social the times. You guys can check out Royals social accounts. But encouraging you, if you're trying to get there early. They're opening the gates earlier due to the pregame ceremonies tonight. So tonight, 5:50 is when the pregame 85 Royal ceremonies begin. First pitch at 6:40 tonight. Tomorrow at 5:10 is when you want to be in your seats to watch the 2015 ceremonies. First pitch is at 6:10. Of course, both games right here on 96.5. The Fan. Hi, it's good to see you, man.
Great to see you, fellas.
Very
Thank
quick
you
hour.
As always.
Thanks for the wine and cheese, everybody. That was very
good.
Check out
the Father's Day run, you know?
That's right. Please do that. Please do.
Fathersdayrun.org.
Yeah, or hit up Heis or I on social media as well. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We're back at it Monday right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Is Cody and Gold on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by
Going Up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.